says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey folks, you're tuned in to the show that covers the Trump phenomenon. And our show's live. We've only got 7.5 more years of Trump phenomenon to go. With your help, we will make it. And, Paul, imagine if Donald Trump's evolution as a leader continues for another 7.5 years. And he refines what he's doing, and he builds greater success upon, you know, earlier success. Imagine how exciting it could get over 8 years.
Oh, yes.
I mean, folks, it's just, we've got to reelect our man in 2020. So that looks like a real doable assignment. Not a single formidable Democrat, is there such a thing anymore, has appeared.
You don't think Pocahontas could go all the way?
Yeah, Pocahontas, who, you know, sad to say, I think Elizabeth Warren is related to me, folks, because I have a grandmother, a fellow Puritan grandmother whose name was Elizabeth Warren. So these names tend to survive in families. So anyway, I'll give you the bad news. If it turns out I'm a cousin to Pocahontas, I'll give you the bad news.
You were just talking about woo-hoo moments. Well, I had a woo-hoo moment today. Sure. I know some very unusual people. And one of the people I know is into a lot of these alternative, UFO interpretations of the world. But anyway, apparently the late Nikola Tesla was working on a time machine. And there's some reason to believe that he might have been on the point of having created something that would allow you to move forward or backward in time. Now, I'm not wedded to that notion myself. But anyway, according to something that's out on the internet, Donald Trump is from another time warp. And the reason he seems to be able to anticipate his enemies and again outmaneuver them is that he's able to mentally project himself further a little bit into the future in time. And the person who was saying this to me, of course, is pro-Trump, and was saying, just look at what he did with this genius stroke with the national anthem and the NFL over the weekend. And so I throw that out for what it's worth. Paul doesn't necessarily believe in time travel, but I thought it was an interesting interpretation, and certainly a praise for Trump in that he really has been able to guess what his enemies are going to do and outmaneuver them.
Yeah, well, that is high praise, because if you're reaching for an explanation as to how a guy can do so many things so right in such a short span of time, if you reach for the explanation, saying anything here, Paul, but the fellow who came up with that explanation, he's really complimenting Donald Trump, because he's saying, this is so good, I've got to, you know, it's like a guy who wins at cards, can't lose at cards. He's got to be cheating. No, because, but the thing is, of course, time travel would be cheating. But no, I think my explanation, what is that term in science, Paul? That's the shortest, the quickest explanation for something. Something's edge. Occam's razor. Occam's razor. Yeah, Occam's razor would say to me that the explanation for Donald Trump's genius-like moves is he's a genius. I think that now he's not a genius at everything, but he is. He has this. I like what Steve Bannon said in his speech in Fairhope, Alabama. He said he was trying to explain how did we succeed. He said one of the three reasons we succeeded in 2016, we being, you know, patriot Americans, is that we nominated the greatest public speaker since William Jennings Bryan.
I heard that.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, William Jennings Bryan being regarded as the greatest. So, you know, that's one of his areas of genius. Another area of genius is that he is so tuned to the populist message. He's so tuned to, this is something people said about him before he got into politics. He was sort of the blue jeans billionaire. He liked to get into his construction sites and relate to the workers and the steel workers and the cement workers. And this goes all the way back to his time with his father, Fred Trump. He liked to be in on the actual building of buildings. So he identifies with working America in a way that these McConnell types can't, because they've never been part of working America. So you'd say to yourself, well, Donald Trump hasn't been part of working America, but he really has. He's not in the situation of John Kennedy. There's this famous anecdote about John Kennedy, who, of course, also born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but never actually did relate to workers. And he said, somebody in the audience criticizing candidate Kennedy, or maybe it was President Kennedy at this point, somebody in the audience said, you've never worked a day in your life, one of the guys in the audience said. And then Kennedy just, you know, before he could make a reply, another worker in the audience said, Mr. President, you didn't miss a thing. These were, you know, like coal miner type guys. So anyway, but Donald Trump, he's got these elements of genius. And I think that's the explanation by Occam's razor, is the that he just has these extraordinary gifts and talents. But he's not perfect. He's not, you know, flawless. And so we've seen here some moments of flawedness. So we'll talk about a little bit about that tonight. Breitbart really is on this story. And one of the people that they are really criticizing right now is Jared Kushner. And they are attributing, this is Breitbart now, they are attributing to Jared Kushner a lot of bad advice recently dished out to Donald Trump. For example, backing Luther Strange. They are attributing this to Jared Kushner. And the... So this is an interesting twist on things. There really appear to be some real battles going behind the scenes and not so much behind the scenes for Donald Trump's attention and for his, to try to shift his thinking in certain ways. The advantage that we have, Paul, we being America's patriots, is that we're not one individual like Jared Kushner. We're not one individual, however powerful, like Gary Cohn. We are tens of millions of people and you know, what we'll talk about tonight, we'll be talking about it for a long time, is the wonderful thing that just happened. Here, I'll give you the headline. Breitbart's got this headline just right. Let me find it here. And by the way, this article sounds like a bunch of quotations from our show, Paul. This is, I mean, the author here is John Nolte, who's one of the prime writers at Breitbart. Here's what he says. Alabama's deafening message. The movement is about Trumpism, not Trump. Oh, that's a quote from our show. With the results now clear in Alabama's hotly contested U.S. Senate Republican primary race, the unambiguous message coming from the GOP voters responsible for Roy Moore's underdog victory is clear-cut, a crucial reminder to everyone that Trumpism is not about any one person. More importantly, what this humiliating loss...
That's what we were saying.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, maybe John Nolte is tuning into this show, or maybe he's just...
James?
Yes. Oh, well, Paul, I think Paul lost his signal there for a minute. Well, there you go. You're back, Paul.
Yeah, I'm back. I just said, and then I realized I was talking into dead air, that's, you know, what you've been saying on the show here, that Trump... the Trump phenomenon is really a phenomenon.
Well, we lost Paul again. He'll be back. Don't worry. Let's continue with this Nolte article. More importantly, what this humiliating loss tells President Trump is that Trumpism is not even about him. I wish Paul could hear this. The indisputable lesson here for the president. Oh, Paul, there you are.
Yeah. Now, what I was saying is that the Trump phenomenon, it was really a phenomenon before Trump, that he crystallized things, but these feelings and are there.
Great minds think alike, Paul. And that would be the best Occam's razor explanation for Nolte sounding just like this show. Listen to this sentence that I just read a moment ago. I'll read it again. It's so good. More importantly, what this humiliating loss tells President Trump is that Trumpism is not even about him. The indisputable lesson here for the president is that even he, the man who started the movement, is not bigger than the promises, ideas, agenda, and platform he ran on. Yes, Trump ran on specifics such as a border wall, the repealing of Obamacare, and tax cuts. Trump's existential promise, though, the overall rationale for his insurgent campaign, was all about draining the swamp or taking the fight to the D.C. establishment, not just within the corrupt national media and the cancerous Democrat Party, but also within the Republican Party, which, as we have seen over the last 8 months, is no better than the others. By backing Luther Strange, the poster boy for everything his very own movement despises, Trump defiantly violated his existential promise to us, the promise to drain the hideous D.C. swamp. Let's see, I'm going to skip a little bit here. Let's see. Had the Republican Party actually honored the national mandate Trump's 2016 victory called for, Trump supporters might have come to believe that the president... Well, let's see, I'm going to skip this a little bit. Here is another lesson. The president should have not been forced to learn through tonight's defeat. Of course, it was a couple nights ago. That when a Republican swamp creature leans over and whispers its rancid breath in your ear.
That's great. A swamp
creature. Yeah. And then here's the quote. Here's the imaginary quote from the rancid swamp creature. Just come on board this one time, Donald. Just play the game a little bit. Not only will the media like you more, not only will we like you more, we will repeal Obamacare for you. Sure, it's all about relationships, going along to get along. That's how D.C. works. Become one of us, and we will give you everything you want. sounds like something from a Greek tragedy.
It sounds like Satan promising took the Lord up to the high mountains and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth and said that You know, if you would bow down and adore him, he would give him all of this. I think that temptation, especially from powerful people, I'm sure is seductive. Donald Trump.
Here's some more good prose, befitting Greek tragedians. Here it is. This is not a promise. It's a trap, a call for the believer to sail right into the rocks and commit political suicide. You see, I guess there's Scylla and Charybdis there. You see, there is just no reasoning with professional con men and grifters. There is no compromising with those who have knowingly spent the last 7 years hustling their own supporters. There is no bargaining with narcissistic vampires willing to sell their rotten souls for acceptance within the coven that is the mainstream media. This does sound like William Jennings Bryan. There is simply no lie the Republican establishment will not tell, no back they will not stab. And then here, looking forward, John Nolte has the same view that we have here on the Trump phenomenon. He says, with the 2018 midterms coming, another historic political opportunity looms, an opportunity for the movement to repeal and replace even more of the Republican establishment. And he says, and if Trump has not learned the lesson of Alabama, the movement certainly has, that we do not need Trump in order to obtain victories for Trumpism.
And as we've have found over the past 8 months, it's necessary to get a hold of the Congress, even though there's a Republican majority. It's being made quite clear that they're not an onside majority. And in fact, I think part of the lesson was the necessity to replace them, to replace some of the deadwood or the rotting swamp creatures like Luther Strange.
Yes. Now we've got a couple. Let's see. We've got a caller, George in Texas. So George, hang on. We will get to you.
In one of our daily papers today, and I don't have it in front of me. The writer, well, it was actually quite a good write up on the Alabama primary, and he was talking to a fellow who ran against. Who's the Republican senator in Mississippi? Brad. Anyway, he came very close in the primary last time, and he's going to run against the other Republican next year. But this gentleman was taking very considerable encouragement from the results.
Well, now, folks, Paul, thank you for reminding me. Talk about encouragement. We're going to go to a good article here in Breitbart. But this is, let me try. I've got to do this from memory now because I left my notes upstairs. I'm down in the studio. Coming up, I think I can do this from memory. I researched this last night. In 2018, get how good this is. 33 Senate seats up for reelection. Are you ready for this, Paul? 23 are Democrats. 23. So what we're looking at here, the heading on this topic here, folks, is whose butt is hanging furthest over the campfire. And it's the Democrats. Their ass is way out over the flames because 33 campaigns, 33 in this class, it's called the class one. Actually, they divided into three classes. 23 Democrats, 2 independents, and only, let me get my numbers right here, 8 Republicans. Wow. We'll be right back. That is good news. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no raised ghetto. No ghetto. Boy,
we're back,
a
folks.
Place to do my thing.
My dad's name was not Willie Woodrow. It was James Woodrow.
Oh, gosh.
It actually was.
He's showing either.
It wasn't Willie Woodrow, but it was James Woodrow. Folks, let's now, George, in Texas, are you there on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, George.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I think Donald Trump learned a hard lesson, and that is like, and this is like Charlie Brown and Lucy holding the football. And Lucy says, I'll never pull the football away, and every time Charlie Brown goes, kicks it, she pulls the football away. Same thing with these rhino Republicans. They promise everything, and they don't deliver. They don't keep their end of the bargain.
Well, George, I'm going to now stay with me there because I want to hear some more of your comments. But I want to give you this to chew on. This is fantastic, and it pertains to you there in Texas. I'm going to read, folks, this may seem a little bit tedious, but it's not. I'm going to read off what's at stake in 2018 in the Senate. Now, the Senate's the key. The House, the Republican control is pretty solid, and it promises to get more solid. Of course, all 435 House seats are up for grabs, and so that's where that stands. But at the Senate, 33 seats are up for grabs. Now, listen to this. Wait till I read your state, folks. Here are the states where there's no Senate seat. So you're not in the picture if you're in these states. Oregon, Idaho, I'm just looking at the map, Colorado, South Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Illinois, and Iowa, if I missed Iowa. Now, New Hampshire. Now, so you folks don't have a senator up in 2018, but everybody else, listen up. 23 states have a Democrat senator up for grabs. Here they are. New Mexico, California, Washington, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Florida, and Hawaii. Now, I don't think I missed any. That's 33. That's a lot. That's their butt is way, way, way out over the flames there, the Democrats. Now, Republicans?
Sounds like opportunity.
Yes, this is opportunity, folks. Now, for the Republicans, it's much... I mean, this is, folks, this is serendipity. This is luck. Or perhaps it's time travel, Paul. I don't know. Anyway, the Republicans have exposure only in Nevada, Utah, Arizona. That's Jeff Flake, the flaky one. Wyoming, Nebraska, Texas, George. You've got a senator up for grabs in Texas. And Mississippi, then we'll add in Tennessee, where the Republican, Bob Corker, who is a never-Trumper, has already announced, based on the Alabama landslide of Roy Moore, he has decided not to run in 2018. So, folks, there you go. This is where you will play a part. Oh, and there are two independent senators, one in Maine and one in Vermont. So 2018 is going to be a wonderful Senate race. The Democrats have all of the risk. They are going to be sweating bullets big time. And remember, in those 23 states where a Democrat has to face you, he has to face the fury of the Trump train. In 23 of those states, we are talking about red states that voted for Trump in 2016. So, my goodness, this yes, Paul, opportunity. Let me go back to you, George. Go ahead, Paul.
You know, the thing is, I'm going to vote for Ted Cruz again, even though he did betray the Trump train. I think he's repenting, going back, and that's the only choice I can think of. But, you know, two people I would like to see leave that are in Texas. Get out of Congress. And that is...
Save those names. Save those names and give them to us right after this break. We'll be right back.
Life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over
for good. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
When I was a little boy, folks, in 1956, let's see, I was 7 years old that year, or that date, February 25th, when Nikita Khrushchev at the Congress of the Communist Party in Russia, 3 years after the death of Joseph Stalin, he gave a speech on the cult of personality, denouncing what in Russian is the kult lichnosti, the cult of the individual, or the cult of personality, and denouncing the worship of Joseph Stalin. Anyway, let's go to George. You were mentioning a couple of Texans you think need replacing.
Yeah, one is, I think his name is Green. He keeps trying to bring up articles of impeachment. He's from Houston. And also Sheila Jackson Lee, that disgrace. I mean, they should deport her to Cuba. She took a knee on the House floor. And, you know, it's like, what's this for? And it's just like, even like the NFL still don't get it. They're locking arms at the national anthem. Why don't you just put your hand on your heart? You know, why can't you know, I think last Sunday was the chance of redemption, and they blew it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I think those NFL guys, you know, I'm looking at these pictures of these guys, you know, all bowing their heads, you know, in mourning and in hatred of America. And it just dawned on me that when they're doing this, how silly they look in those really tight pants. they're basically wearing leotards. If you look, just look at NFL players and their costume. They're not wearing normal clothes. Those are leotards that they're wearing. I'm not kidding. I actually took a ballet class in college and did wear a leotard. I did that because when I found out that the class was, like 40 girls and I would be the only boy. But, so I recognize a leotard when I see one, and that's what they're wearing.
I mean, you just might as well call American football rugby with pads and helmets and leotards.
Yeah. Anyway, George, thank you. And any other thoughts or musings tonight?
Well, it's just the thing is, I just don't think the NFL gets it. It's like, and I tried to say this, but I think with the strain of time, and that was, I watch a football game, I go to a movie, I watch a stand-up comedy, not to hear politics, to get away from it, to have a little distraction for a few hours before I have to get back into the grind.
Now, did you... Let me try to remember. Did you hear it last night? One of our callers came up with the new meaning for the acronym NFL. No fans left.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I'd like to see it go. I would like to see the NFL actually crushed financially. I hope they don't fix it. And I hope they, some things have a certain inevitability to them. The owners they don't really control their teams. They are beholden so much to these Black Lives Matter teams that they, these athletes that are, I'll tell you, I speculated, and I think one of the callers said, you're right. I think some of the athletes may actually net more money in a given year than the owner.
Just one more thing, and I'll hang up, and that is I just watched the opening ceremony to the Bears and Packers game, and they're saying they're locking arms in solidarity. I'm like, why don't you just go back to the normal thing of just put your hand on your heart when the national anthem is playing?
Arms? But you know what I like about this? It's truth in advertising. In other words, I would rather have people who really don't like you, George, or me, or Paul, I'd rather have them say that. Then continue the sort of charade, the kumbaya that we're going to unite America and we're all going to be brothers and comrades, and that's the myth, that's the baloney. It's not true. Let's be honest. Let's let the communists be communists and identify themselves as such, and then those of us that are patriots, we can identify ourselves as such, and then, let the chips fall where they may. Right now, the chips are falling very nicely for us. We outnumber our enemies.
Well, another thing, you're talking about, on the other side with the deep state, and I'm hearing this that it begins November 4th, and that is, they say they're going to celebrate the anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia by trying to overthrow the United States. But there is one problem with that. When you got 200 million.
Who is saying that? That's where is that coming from? Who said that?
Oh, that's coming from Antifa, from certain sectors in the CIA.
Yes, Antifa, of course, they will celebrate their Bolshevik revolution. Yes, but of course that no longer has anything to do with Russia. Modern Russia has made a clean break with Bolshevism and all of that. And that's why, by the way, the Bolsheviks have left Russia, by and large.
It was said in the last days of the Cold War, just before the fall of the wall and the collapse of organized communism in Eastern Europe, that there were more true communist believers in the West, especially in universities and the media, than there were even in the apparatchiks of the Communist Party. It was utterly discredited. Unfortunately, many of these followers are now in very significant positions of power in Western universities and the media.
Yes, several million of them. migrated. I forgot the term. What's the term for this? But several of them, million of them, falsely claiming that they were refugees. Refuseniks. They called themselves refuseniks, and that they were supposedly refugees. They came to America and Europe. A lot of them went to Israel. And they got big payments as refugees, cash payments. Boy, that was a sweet deal. And they got fast-tracked to citizenship. And they were not refugees. What had happened is that they were holding a losing hand. They were sore losers in the Soviet Union. So they got out and set up shop, here with us. Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, the thing in Israel, even Russia is trying to extradite people from the KGB that tortured their own tortured people in Russia. So, but anyway, yeah. They're trying to repeat the Bolshevik takeover of 100 years ago. But here's the problem: they're not going to be able to get away with it. Number one, the management of deep state is only like two or three layers. There's a lot of patriots below that. Even in the military, you got people in the Pentagon, but you don't control the people, the military from probably division battalion down. And number three, you've got 200 million people that are gun owners, and plus a popular president. They're not going to get away with it.
Yeah. Now let me go, George. Beautiful. Well said, George. Let me give you thank you for calling. Let me go to a story, folks, that encapsulates George's point, and it's really encouraging. Here's a funny one, Paul. You'll enjoy this. At Breitbart, this is just an aside here, folks. They have an article up at the top called How Jared Kushner Became His Family's Fredo. And if you remember the movie The Godfather, one of the sons wrecked the family business, and that was Fredo. And it says, a devastating article in Vanity Fair written by a guy named Rich Cohen, interestingly, details at length President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner's track record of mediocrity and bad business decisions, with the author comparing Kushner to the bumbling Fredo Corleone from The Godfather. The article written by Rich Cohen documents Kushner's rise to the White House, citing claims that he got into Harvard and NYU not due to his grades, which were mediocre, but because of lavish donations his disgraced father, Charles, poured into the colleges. This is in Vanity Fair, and it's written by, obviously, Rich Cohen is not an Irishman. Although the Cohans, you can be a Cohan and be an Irishman, the article ends with, get this, this is how Rich Cohen ends the article in Vanity Fair. Meanwhile, amid his sagas and poor advice, Kushner's list of achievements is minimal at best. In Rich Cohen's article in Vanity Fair, he writes, here are the tasks that Jared Kushner has accomplished. Then colon, and then a blank page. Nothing. So, this is devastating stuff. Now, let's go to sort of an aside there. And it's also, the story is out, it's running, that Jared Kushner was the big push behind getting Donald Trump to back Luther Strange. So, Kushner took it on the chin on that one, for sure.
Maybe this will help reduce his influence. If the advice going up to the boss always tends to be bad, and Jared Kushner does not have a lot of political experience.
He's only 40 something, or I'm not sure of his age, but I think he's 43, something like that.
But he's
maybe younger.
He's never been a Washington staffer. It's not as though, some young people get immersed from, as soon as they come out of college, and they work for various representatives or senators, and they know Washington politics. I don't see anything of that in Jared Kushner.
Yes, let's just look it up here just for a moment here. His age, he is, I think he's younger than I said. He's only 36. He's 36. He's a child. You know, I mean, I think to be president, you have to be 35. In the article, the Vanity Fair article, they talk about he's only done two big deals. One of them was buying the New York Observer. He paid a fortune for the New York Observer, which then immediately collapsed. And just, yeah.
So put that guy at the head of our team.
Yeah. And they don't even, the New York Observer no longer even publishes a print edition. It's only online. So this is a total failure, a total collapse, a stupid investment. Then his other big investment was a thing called, you can't make this stuff up, the address, I think it's on Fifth Avenue, 666 Fifth Avenue.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, come on, folks. Who wants to buy a property with 666 as its address? Anyway, Jared Kushner does. And that one is now, that deal is completely upside down. The Kushners owe something like over $1 billion on that one property. They're mortgaged up to their eyeballs, and they are utterly dependent, according to this talk here, the Vanity Fair, they are utterly dependent on getting bailout money by the truckload from China. And so, whoa. This opens up so many avenues of corruption and conflict of interest and appearance of conflict of interest. Oh, my goodness. And the Kushner family is selling golden visas, E5, I forget the exact designation, E5 visas, where people who cough up $500,000 to $1 million, they get what's called a golden visa that gets themselves and their family in on the United States as ultimately as citizens. And they're basically selling citizenship to rich Chinese and their families. And this was quite a scandal a few months ago. The Kushner family was touting the fact that their family member, Jared, had special access to the president. So you want to buy this stuff as if you're going to also get special access to the president. Folks, talk about the Corleones. This is gangster business dealing. And so bad news for Jared. But now here's the good news. Let's go to this. I had this up here. Let me get it quickly. I hope I didn't lose it. Here it is. Breitbart charts a path for the 2018 midterm races. This is by Adam Shaw. As the establishment GOP reels from a seismic defeat, Obama, Breitbart's editor-in-chief, Alex Marlow, is warning that the populist movement that helped Trump win in 2016 and worked to defeat Senator Luther Strange in 2017 is invigorated and ready for war in 2018. He says, Marlow says, I think a lot of people's greatest fears about this movement and how powerful it is were confirmed in Alabama. Breitbart was widely seen as key in not only bringing greater national attention to the Alabama Senate race. And hey, what were we doing here, folks? You know, you may have been wondering, a month or two ago, why is Kelso talking all the time about Roy Moore? Well, we found out. But also in bursting the narrative that the establishment-backed Strange was an advocate for President Trump's Breitbart executive chairman, Steve Bannon, was a central figure in the race, campaigning for Moore with some fiery addresses. While Strange was a backer of Trump and in turn got Trump's backing, Alabamians were turned off by Strange's history as a lobbyist, his support of anti-American trade deals, and his unclear stance on DACA. Despite the full weight of the establishment, remember, folks, outspending Roy Moore $30 million to $3 million, Strange was soundly beaten. And this all bodes ill, this article says, for the powers in D.C. We see the race in Alabama as a confirmation of our values, says Marlow. We're in the early stages of a process in which we're seeing the Republican establishment lose influence and power despite their vast coffers of money. That will continue. The establishment sees the writing on the wall. Now, here's the good news. Breitbart and Bannon will turn their attention to fights in a dozen states. Bannon has met with a number of primary challengers to key establishment Republican place in places like Nevada, Mississippi, Arizona. There's Jeff Flake. I'm going to get him out. It also reported that Bannon and his allies were seeing a primary challenger for Senator Bob Corker after he announced he would not seek re-election. So, in other words, Corker is a Bannon and got out. And it gets better. We have some time. I'll read a couple more moments of this, and we'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and the I was just looking up that website news with just turn an ad for it. You know what I like that's going on is that the Republic Broadcasting website is really being upgraded at republicbroadcasting.org, and so folks, John Stadtmiller is doing a great upgrade and vamp of what we have to offer here. And so this is, you know, the great websites like Breitbart, like republicbroadcasting.org, are really expanding and offering more of that complete package of news and updates that everybody wants. It's the way of the future. So that's happening right here. Let's see. I was reading you a good article here, and let me go back to it. This is Mark, editor in chief at Breitbart, and he says, Breitbart and other such forces are often described as pro-Trump, but as Alex Marlow notes, the anti-establishment movement will back Trump only as long as he's on the same page as his supporters. So right back to that, the Trump train, what John Nolte was saying, the Trump train has a life of its own. We just found that out in Alabama. It's about values and ideas, Alex Marlow said. It's not a cult of personality. So we're back where we started. Marlow also responded to reports, get this, folks, that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is preventing Donald Trump from seeing Breitbart news coverage. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's not true. And then Marlow said, calling such an action detrimental to the president. Of course, he says, and Marlow closes the article this way, the biggest advantage the president has is that he has better political instincts than anyone in the country. If he's not allowed to have full information, how is he supposed to be able to use those instincts and assess the information and come to these conclusions that he comes to where he's been vindicated time and again? So there it is, folks. This is a wonderful drama. Unfortunately, our lives are at stake, Paul. But this is one hell of a drama that's going on.
Well, I have to ask, I'm even playing devil's advocate, but how do you tell Donald Trump you can't listen to Breitbart? I mean, he's the president.
Yes. So that's one heck of a statement that Alex Marlow just put out there. So but it may well be happening. We need to find out. We need to know more. But if John Kelly is really cutting. Remember what Roy Moore said. Amazing speech that he gave. The president is being cut off. That was his verb. Let's find out what's behind that. We'll be back doing more of that tomorrow night. Be with us and thank you, Paul. See you all then.
Don't stop believing.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.